Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman, and glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and today I hope in our time allotted before us we can encourage one another simply using God's Word as our basis. Now, this is program number 149, Quick Encouraging Scriptures, and I hope that this will be a lesson to you. If you want to listen to it again in its entirety or share it with someone you love, you can do so anytime online, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, you can find all the information you need, and they're arranged by episode title. This is found this in a bulletin, a publication, if you will, a few years ago. It's simply titled 16 Quick Scriptures to Encourage. You know, since this program is titled Reading the Word, I'm a firm believer that nothing is better than reading God's Word, seeing what He says and how we live our lives and the like. And there are four categories I want us to talk about. And the first one is worry and anxiety. We've got four scriptures on that. We've got three or four, it looks like, on needing encouragement, a handful on health issues, and then also on receiving bad news as well. Let's read the Word and talk about 16 quick scriptures to encourage. When we have worry and anxiety, I want you to notice here what Solomon says first and foremost in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. And these are taken from the New King James translation, by the way. There's a lot of wisdom in trusting in the Lord and not in myself, because He knows what's ahead and I don't. Notice what Paul says, secondly, to the church at Philippi in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Be anxious for nothing. Another way that's often translated is don't worry. It's a whole lot easier if we put our full trust, faith, hope in God. What about some favorite words as we're looking at scriptures about worry and anxiety that our Lord Jesus Christ says in Matthew 11, 28 through 30? Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's one of my favorite songs we sing. I found my Lord and He is mine. He won me by His love. I'll serve Him all the years of time and dwell with Him above, for His yoke is easy, His burden is light. I found it so. What about our final passage? We're looking at 16 quick scriptures to encourage. And this one comes from 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. We're talking about worry and anxiety, where Peter says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. It is a true blessing in life, dear friends, to know that God cares about me. He wants the best for me in all situations, and He is an open ear, ready to hear what I have to say. Let's move on to our second area of discussion here. 16 quick scriptures to encourage when we need encouragement. Where do I turn when I need encouragement? I'm reminded of what the psalmist says in Psalm 34 and verse 18. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. How many times have we been heartbroken and we pour out our heart, as it were, to the Lord? Don't we feel better? I know I do. What about Joshua 1:9? Begins with the question, have not I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You know, the book of Joshua begins very interestingly. God gives the land. The Israelites puts it in their hand. And He says, I'm going to be with you. You're faithful to me. He says, I will protect you. I will keep you safe. But our final verse in this section 16, excuse me, quick scriptures to encourage when we need encouragement. I'm reminded of Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. He says, "We know all things work together for good for those who love God and for those who are called according to his purpose." You know, on this one, I'm reminded of what Joseph says. Maybe my favorite Old Testament verses, Genesis chapter 50, 19 and 20, where he's looking back on his life and he's talking with his brothers, his little brothers, and he says, "You meant all of this for evil, but God meant this for good." You know, we truly do know, as Paul said, all things work together for good for those who love God. I love just a few verses later, Paul asks a lot of rhetorical questions, and he says one in Romans 8:31, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" Well, dear friends, the answer is no one. No one can be against us when we're on the Lord's side. We need to take a pause here. I'd love to invite you to the services at the Arlington Church of Christ. When we come back from the other side of this break, we'll continue on 16 quick scriptures to encourage here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman, and dear friends, glad to have you along with us here. If you're just now joining us, my name is Justin Reed, and this is Reading the Word, Program 149, Quick Scriptures to Encourage. And we've just been looking at God's Word, maybe 15 minutes of motivation and meditation for your week this week. Now, if you want to find this program again, you can do so anytime online, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, you just scroll down and find, once again, this one's number 149, but there are more before it, and Lord willing, be after it. And you can listen to any of them online anytime. You can download them from there. If you need the hard copy, you can contact us through there or write to me personally, P.O. Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190. We'd love to help you with that. We'd never ask you any money. This is not a you pay us, we tell you things. This is just 15 minutes that we get to sit together and study God's Word together. We're talking about 16 quick scriptures to encourage. We've looked at some here, about 8, I guess it was, 2, 4, 6, 7, on worry and anxiety, maybe 8, a couple, 3 or 4, on needing an encouragement. We have 2 topics left before us. And the first one of those is health issues. What are some quick scriptures to encourage when I'm facing health issues? Number one is from Psalm 73 and verse 26, where he says, "My flesh and my heart fail, but God is my strength of my heart, and he's also the strength of my portion forever." You know, there comes a time, this old human tabernacle of clay, this old body that you and I both live in, it is not meant to live forever. And dear friends, I don't want to live forever in this body. I don't want to be here forever. I love where I live, but I don't want to be here forever. My flesh and my heart will fail, but God is my strength. See, God is the constant in our ever-changing lives, dear friends. Malachi 3:6, "I am the Lord, I change not." We need to take that to heart. Also, a favorite passage of many in Isaiah 41 and verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed," he says, "for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." He's going to give us strength. There is no need for you and I to fear, dear friends. No need at all, because God's in control. Are there days where my health is better than other days? Oh, certainly. But there are days where it's better than those that are around me who have it worse. There are days where my health could be a lot worse. I should just be thankful that I woke up today. In fact, I am. I count it a blessing every day that my eyes awaken. Sometimes I'm up before the sun due to work. But whenever I see that sunrise, I'm reminded of Lamentations 3, that God's mercies are new every morning. So there are some quick scriptures if you have health issues. But I want to close out, not with everybody's favorite, but we need to talk about it. Because there will come a time in life, and if it hasn't happened to you yet, dear friend, dear listener friend, I want you to count yourself lucky. But you will receive some bad news. You will receive news that does not make you happy, that upsets you, that troubles you, that makes you lose some sleep. And we've got three passages of Scripture, well, two passages, three verses of Scripture that will close out our study today to encourage you when you receive bad news. And the first one's words of Jesus Christ, my best friend, in John chapter 16, in verse 33, where he says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." That phrase, "be of good cheer," may be Jesus Christ's most favorite phrase. He says it at least four times, two in Matthew, one in Mark, one in John. "These things I've spoken, you may have peace." So you're not going to have peace in the world, he says, "but be of good cheer. I've already won." See, if we're faithful on God's team, then we have already won the battle, dear friends. That's the thesis. That's the main point of the book of Revelation. But finally, in Psalm 112, verse 6 and 7, he says, "Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord." Psalm 112, verse 6 and 7. It's nice when the winds of life blow around us and storms are coming. It's nice to know that we won't be shaken. It's nice to know that the righteous will truly be remembered forever and evermore. But I love the last phrase, "he will not be afraid of evil tidings." You know, if I'm doing only righteousness, I don't have to fear those that are wicked. If I'm on God's team, I truly don't have to fear what the wicked are doing. He says his heart is steadfast. It will continue on. Why? Because he trusts in the Lord. I'm reminded as we close out here on reading the word of the great hymn, "Trust and Obey." When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or will walk by his side in the way. What he says, we will do. Where he sends, we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, the chorus says, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Written by John Samis in 1887. Dear friends, you want to have a happy life? Trust in the Lord. We've already mentioned that with our first one. We've been talking about 16 quick scriptures to encourage and those on worry and anxiety. And then we looked at some on when you need encouragement. We just looked at some on health issues. And we closed out looking at encouraging scriptures when you receive bad news. But truly, dear friends, isn't everything in life a whole lot easier when you trust and obey the Lord? You know, you go through the book of Hebrews. That's a Hebrews chapter 11, I should say. That's a chapter entirely devoted to men and women who had a trusting faith in the Lord. And because their trusting faith, they truly were saved. They, no matter what happened around them, they truly in the end were saved by their trusting faith. So I want to ask you as we close out our time here on reading the word, do you have a trusting faith? When you're worrying, when you have anxiety, why not trust the Lord more? When you need encouragement, trust in the Lord more. When your body is failing, let your spiritual body grow stronger and stronger with each passing day by trusting in the Lord. And when you receive bad news, know that he's always there. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Hebrews 13. And verse number 5. I hope these 16 quick scriptures have encouraged you today as much as they have encouraged me. And I want you to know, dear friend, I always enjoy the time that we get to sit around in this medium, in this avenue, and study God's word together. And we hope to do it again next time. And I hope our paths cross between now and next time. If you want to study this lesson again, this was program 149, quick scriptures to encourage. We'd love to see you sometime down the road. We do encourage you to continue steadfast in your fight for the faith. May the good Lord bless you and may He keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.